Hello, good evening. This is Eli Potter calling in from the Mountain Trip West Rib team. Now it's official. We did manage to summit the West Rib. I have with me Jay Richards and Clara Polishkovia. I guess I did it right finally, now that we're climbing partners. Yeah, it's been such a great trip. We're spending the afternoon back at our high camp. We didn't call in from the summit and all that. It was just go, 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 go. Claire tells me the summit day total 33 hours of more or less moving and conquering like a great big piece of mountain over our high camp. Some highlights include a nice evening summit, beautiful sunset. Then coming down, we decided to get a little rest because we're delirious off the exhaustion and napped a little bit high on the mountain. Came down during the course of this morning and afternoon. I had a really great trip. Not many people climbed the full West Rib, and this season, by the evidence I can tell in the snow and signs on the mountain, I believe we must have been the first group to do the full rib. So it's quite an accomplishment for me. It's quite an accomplishment for two people who hardly knew which side of the ice axe to hit the mountain with at the far side of this classic Alaskan route. But I'm going to hand the phone off, and they're going to tell you their highlights. And, yep, thanks for keeping tuned, and we're running to tell Keaton as soon as possible.
Hey there, guys. We've made it. We are back. It's still kind of hard to believe. It's been an awesome climb. And what Eli was saying, we basically haven't met a single person all out throughout the last 5 days of climbing on the West Rib. So basically we had a mountain to ourselves, which was absolutely amazing experience, including the summit day. And my highlight for the summit bit, definitely the bivvy in the ice on the, what's the name of the field? Football field. That was quite fun, I have to say, to pedal up with the two guys that have been an amazing companion for the last 2 weeks and a bit. So hopefully finish it off in Tokita with a couple of beers and a hot shower. Looking forward to that quite a bit. And hopefully seeing you soon, guys, in Prague and around. Passing over to Jay.
Hey, everybody. This is Jay. My highlight for the trip was pretty much every day. You live in a little bit of a pessimistic mood because the weather is what you're a little bit of a slave to. Because we got to our high camp at 16-4 ready to make the summit push, and then the weather kind of changed on us a little bit. But then we decided the next day that you'd go for it, and it was great because the weather up high was good, and then you can look down low and you can see it snowing down now below 14,000. But got to know some my two companions very well. We mixed very well. Some strengths, some weaknesses we shared and complimented each other on. But Clara just said, can't believe it's over because this is your life every single day. A little bit of hot, a little bit of freezing, a little bit of worry, but it was great, and I thought we had the best guy in the world, Eli, who's pretty patient, pretty confident, and just kind of worried about us the whole trip. So anyway, that's all I got, and we'll sign off, and this may be our last one or maybe not. Thanks.